With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted for his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 elections. In the meantime, Mr. Trump blasting those who are after him.
We're in the process of doing it. Everybody thinks exactly what you're saying. They're trying to take the election away from the voters. And this is the same group. I guess it's crew. I've beaten them about 20 times. I beat them on emoluments. They sued me. They sue me on anything. It's a group of radical left lunatics.
Strong earthquake hitting northwest China. At least 148 people are dead. Nearly 1,000 injured. 14,000 homes have been destroyed, and thousands are still missing. And a smelting furnace exploding at a plant in Indonesia. 13 workers have been killed. Dozens more have been hurt. Also, at SRNnews.com, Nissan Motor expanding its research ties with a leading Chinese university, as it and other foreign car companies try to claw back market share in the important Chinese market. Here's Jeremy House.
The Japanese automaker has announced it would launch joint research next year with Tsinghua University on reaching Generation Z. The research would also include the social responsibility of automakers in battery recycling, charging station, and other electric vehicle-related issues.
Hawaii announcing its first recipient of a program aimed at helping medical professionals to pay off their student loans. That in exchange for a two-year commitment to provide care for the state. Governor says he hopes it goes nationwide. This is SRN News. Changes are coming to public schools in New Zealand.
There's a new government in the small Pacific nation, and it plans to roll back some of the LGBT agenda in classrooms. The Coalition of Conservative Parties says it will pay special attention to transgenderism, ending the practice of allowing elementary school kids to choose their preferred pronouns and use whichever bathroom they want. New Zealand Family First is cheering, adding, quote, "Schools were becoming ideological and indoctrinary spaces." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of public school teachers have been caught moonlighting in adult businesses, and courts may soon have to decide if school systems can fire them for doing so. In Missouri, two teachers were recently caught on an adult website. Critics point out it would be possible for students' teachers to view them on that website. This is SRN News. Plenty of controversy in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court there has ordered new legislative maps in redistricting case brought by the Democrats. Correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Controlled by liberals, the court overturned Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordered that new district boundary lines be drawn as Democrats had urged. The ruling comes less than a year before the 2024 election, in a battleground state where four of the six past presidential elections have been decided by fewer than 23,000 votes. Republicans built large majorities in the legislature under maps they drew over a decade ago. The court said it will proceed with adopting remedial maps in time for the election, unless the Republican-controlled legislature can pass maps that Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. Evers vetoed the current maps. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNnews.com.